KSRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges now set to move forward next month. That's after a judge refused to delay it further yesterday, and now the trial is set to proceed on June 3rd. The U.S. has announced a new $400 million package of military aid for Ukraine. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says President Biden signed the latest drawdown in military assistance,
which includes additional artillery ammunition, air defense interceptors, anti-aircraft missiles, armored vehicles, artillery rounds.
The announcement came as Kiev struggles to hold off intensified advances by Russian troops. Ukraine's president warned this week of a really difficult situation in the east, but said a new supply of American weapons would help stop the Russians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Retired Navy Admiral James Tabriti says President Biden is risking civilian lives by threatening to withhold precision JDAM missiles from Israel.
It is the weapon that Israel will need if it's going to do what it has set out to do,
which is a precise operation protecting civilian lives in Gaza. Correspondent Norman Hall reports on court action blocking lower credit card late fees.
A federal judge in Fort Worth, Texas, has temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8, down from $32. The temporary nationwide injunction imposed by Judge Mark Pittman is a win for big banks and major credit card companies. They collect billions in revenue each year in late fees and were looking to stop the proposal from going into effect next week. Critics of the lawsuit have called the case the latest example of judicial forum shopping, where a company files a lawsuit in a friendly district in order to have a greater likelihood of getting a favorable ruling. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. A new study takes a look at what Americans believe about what happens when you die. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, belief in any kind of afterlife is declining in the U.S. Nearly one in five adults think that when a person dies, they simply cease to exist. Older people are more likely to believe this, 25% versus 15% of young adults. However, the younger cohort is a lot more likely to think that when they die, they will be reincarnated and return to Earth, either as a different person or a different life form. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic strategists are hoping young voters in Florida will turn out in November for the pot, but stay for Joe Biden. A ballot amendment would allow the legalization of all marijuana. About 6 in 10 Florida voters in the 2022 elections favored legalizing the recreational use of marijuana, and among voters under 45, it was 76% support. This is SRN News. A statue of the late Billy Graham about to be unveiled at the U.S. Capitol.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, other congressional members, and the family of the Charlotte-born evangelist are expected to attend Thursday's unveiling of the statue that will represent North Carolina. The state's General Assembly approved legislation in 2015 asking a congressional committee to eventually approve a likeness of Graham for display.
That is correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Activists once again targeting a piece of history, as Tayshia Stevens reports.
Two radical climate activists in their 80s are under arrest after breaking the glass protecting Britain's historic Magna Carta, the document signed in the year 1215 that provided the foundation for individual rights in Anglo-American jurisprudence. The pair entered the British Library in London on Friday morning, smashed the glass case, and then glued themselves to the document's enclosure.
That's Tayshia Stevens. More on these stories at srnnews.com.